Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Man, we've been having some good basketball games to watch over the last couple of weeks.
Man, I've been excited about all of that, from high school to college and even the pros.
Yeah, even the pros down to there. This is the last week. Last week to, make that move to get into the playoffs or what they call it when you be giving up games in the NBA, what they call it. It's a name they
take. Capacity or something. Oh, load management, that's called.
Is it load management?
Yep, it's called load management.
No, it's sinking. It's a term they use in the NBA when you just basically just be playing out the season, so that'll improve your lottery pick status.
Yep.
We'll see, but I know Westbrook. He played last night. He looked good.
Yeah, he got a six. He got 60. He got the 20-20-20.
Yeah,
for the for his buddy, because you know he's from California,
right?
For Nipsey Hussle.
And they was that game was in for Nipsey Hussle, but it was in OKC though.
Yeah,
I did watch some of
the
Lakers.
They played the Lakers.
Yeah,
so it was like
Lakers hung tough though, man.
Yeah, they did.
Yep. And just at the end, they ran out of gas.
Yeah,
it was a fun game.
So I'm doing it for Nipsey.
20-20-20.
Yep, 2020.
That's incredible, man.
Who done that? Anybody ever done that?
I don't think so, man.
I don't think nobody ever done that.
Oh, man. He's on a certain plateau where at one point in time, he's going to be recognized as one of the better point guards to ever play the game.
Yep, it's coming.
But right now, it's just not getting those kinds of accolades.
Small market. His mindset. I love his mindset.
Yeah, man.
Because he's a fighter type of hooper.
He in the zone, man. He played mean.
Yeah.
He played mean. He's no nice guy on the floor, man.
Nope. He not no rec league guy. Like he said, we're going to play rec and have fun.
No. Uh-uh. You don't see that happening, man. So, yeah. It's going to be fun. But let's see. We got to get back up here. We got to talk about high school. We had a couple of awards that were handed out this week.
Yeah, we got Player of the Year, Liza Winston for girls. Player of the Year. And I know Jarvis and some other players made it too. I know Vern Nash made the team.
And the other forward made it.
Yep, the other four. Ware made it.
Good kid.
Yep, Dynasty and I think Shauna Day made it. And Lil Bree made it. I think Shauna Day made honorable mention. And Lil Bree made honorable mention. And then Dynasty. But them four made all conference, though.
Okay.
All five of them made all conference. That was good. So it's just doing a great thing.
Coach of the Year Award.
Yep, Coach Walker got Coach of the Year Award. So that was amazing, too. That was, that's good stuff, man. Putting all that stuff together and just making the program better.
Absolutely. So that's great, man. Again, hats off to the folks that is doing all this work over here on 80 West Southern.
Yeah.
I just can't say enough, man. I'm just proud of our school system and our student athletes. It's awesome. So, and then we move on to the college March Madness, the Final Four.
Man, I'm just gonna share my concerns. I'm a real. When I say Michigan State fan, I'm beyond real. All right.
Okay.
Now, I told you my story off air before, what happened to me, but
right.
I'm diehard. Like, I know all the coaches from Mike Garland, Stan Heath, all the guys that was there when Tom Izzo first started was all high school coaches.
Oh, really?
He did not have one college that had college experience. Everybody was a high school coach, brought their whole family up there, and some of their family members were students with us. Quentin Garland, a couple of other guys, and we used to hoop all the time, and we used to just be together, and I'm like, I remember the Jack Breslin twins was there.
Oh, wow.
Yep,
named after the Breslin Center.
Yep, they're his grandsons. And I played on their rec team. So it's like, and then in 95, this before the Flint boys came. So Thomas Kelly was there. So we used to always be in the gym. I had friends that ran track, played football. So I was always there. I had access to everything. Because I guess we weren't that good or something. Nobody wasn't paying attention at the time. But it was a fun experience. My old high school coach, shout out to him, Lee Gilbert, plugged me where I can do camps in the summertime. I still got that relationship to this day where I send kids to their 4-H program. And I'm a state fan. I'm crazy about it. And I always said when the brackets dropped, I was so happy that Michigan State was in the same region as Duke. Because I say Duke going to kill all the Giants that we can't beat, and we just got to beat them.
Well, you were different than everybody else, because when the bracket came out, everybody was hollering sour grapes because they put them at number 2 in that bracket with Duke, were saying that they should have been a number one over there with Virginia.
Yeah.
But I think when you use the analogy you use around as far as Duke knocking off some of the bigger players, it makes it a lot easier for me to just knock off the one giant and not four giants.
Yeah, because you got to think, look at the streak Duke had to go to. Them games, they played three straight tough games.
They played three games where they won by less than 2 points. Okay?
So they ran out of gas when it came to that last one.
Central Florida, they beat them by a point. Virginia Tech, beat them by a point.
Yep.
And then they got beat by State.
By two.
By two.
So look at that. It was like, that's too rough.
Yeah, man, those close games will wear you down.
And it was freshman.
Overtime, yeah.
Those legs.
And their bench wasn't that deep.
Yep.
Okay? The Duke bench is not that deep.
You're exactly right. And then going back, like when the Muskegon girls played that team and they beat them 50-54, that team didn't have no legs the next day.
Right.
Because you know how Coach Walker practiced. They make a run. He make a run all the time. So our girls would have been ready for the next day. They was like, we ain't ready.
It was gassed, man. It was out of juice.
So looking at that Final Four. But this is about, this from Tony, it's probably been some of the best basketball probably since the last time. No, for me, Michigan State won it just for being personal.
Okay.
I watch that game more and I'll be more in tune. I got a favorite hat at home. I got the old Agriculture College letters on it, MSU.
Uh-huh.
Since then, it look real old. It's kind of bleached out. But I always wear it during the games when we watch the game.
A little superstitious.
Yeah, I know. I was. So I was giving my boys a shout out.
That's great.
Man, it was fun watching them. And I just Cassius Winston. I saw Cassius Winston when he's in the summertime in Grand Rapids. On one of the AAU circuits, he follows this team called UTS. It's coached by Marcus Lancaster. He's always around them. And this was him and Miles Bridges. And everybody was running up to Miles Bridges, all the kids. And he was just looking at Cassius like,
oh, he's just another guy.
Yeah,
he's another guy.
So, like, some kids are still gravitating to him, but I was just like, wow, they missed a real superstar.
Okay. Yeah, he definitely has shown in this tournament, man, that he's got skills, he got leadership ability, and he likes to win.
That's right.
Likes to win.
Yeah, but somebody said, who was that? Kenny Smith compared him to Sherman Douglas. I was like, nah.
Really?
Sherman Douglas could not shoot like that. Sherman Douglas could pass. And he could create some stuff, but he could not shoot like Cassius Winston.
Yeah.
Cassius Winston.
Where's he from? What school did he go to?
He from UD. UD Jesuit. But he's from the east side of Detroit.
Oh, UD Jesuit.
Yep.
Okay, then. So he came from a stellar high school program then.
Yep. Stellar high school program.
Yeah.
I know John Sanders coached him at AAU when he was in the 7th and 8th grade. I remember that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I used to be in that area. So I remember that. So John had him when he was in like 7th grade, going to 8th grade. And he played on his AAU team. We was talking about him probably like a week ago. So shout out to John. So it's just seeing those kids grow up, man, that's just amazing, man. So,
absolutely, man. Yep. Absolutely. So that's great. Great, great, great.
Speaking
of football,
I know before we go on, I seen football. They got the game for Warren Day LaSalle. At Wayne State.
Yeah. Yeah, ooh. That's the Zenith Classic.
Wow.
I think they call it. Yeah, so we look forward to that. But we got a little problem the following week because we go back to Detroit to play King at King, and that facility is not conducive,
man,
for our fan base, man.
What time they gonna have the game? 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
If we have it there. I just can't see us, man.
I don't think keep going to let that happen, don't
man, you? That's, the that's benches, it's got like 2 bleachers on the visitor side. 2 bleachers.
I know what that's.
You know, Big Red fans travel better than that, man.
East side, they coming.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm sure Coach is working out something, man. Him and Fairfield, they got to come up with a better plan, you know. Him to come back. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll pay him to come back to Hackley Stadium. But we don't want to go to play on that field because we went over there with the JV last year. So I got a firsthand shot at what that facility is like, and it's not good.
Man, it's somebody over there that's got to be close, like a Concordia, Schoolcraft. Somebody got to have a team over there that we can use a stadium.
I would think so. So we'll keep our audience updated on the developments of this second game in Detroit in August. But, yeah, football season is right around the corner. But we got to finish up this basketball season, see what these Spartans can bring a title back to the state of Michigan.
Yes, sir.
And see what happens in the pro set. The Pistons are going to make it, but we don't know how far they're going to go. But it's first-year coach. That's, I think, great accomplishment.
Oh, that's Casey. Pistons, He's back.
Yep.
Pistons been doing good with him. He had Toronto all them years, and now he got some tough players, so it's going to look pretty good.
Yeah, he was named Coach of the Year in Toronto and then get fired. Okay, So they all they had to do is wait another year. LeBron went LeBron went out west. If he'd waited another year, he'd have,
they would have been in the finals.
Right. In the East. So but anyway. Man, that's another story, LeBron. We'll talk about that some other day. We all know what's going on in LA.
That man played injured the whole year.
A lot of work, you know. Yep.
So we I'm sick. I'm stuck in this area as far as I can go. It's Grand Rapids, and we talking about going 20 places to go in 2019. And I'm like, I can't wait till I get to the point where doctors and people tell me I'm free to go
free
as far
to go.
As man.
Free to roam.
Man, it's rough. So last week we left off at we was at Cincinnati, Ohio, and we gave you the prices and everything and what it costs for two people to go on a vacation. I think this is pretty good information to have, because a lot of times it's not just going out every Friday or every Tuesday, every Thursday. If you can save up a couple of those weekends, Tony, you could be at
go visit some of these other cities that's got some, you know, some cultural type events to go to. We know we always have the Jazz Festival in Cincinnati.
Yep.
But I've been to Cincinnati a number of times, and there's a lot that that city has to offer from an arts and cultural standpoint.
And it's an ethnic city, too. It's got diversity and everything. It got a large black population. It has Latino population. They got a pretty good base. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, like I said, they have the Black History Museum, African-American History Museum, which is only probably about 8 years old. You know, they opened up one in D.C. here recently. But this one here is one I think would your family, you know, take your family down. I did. Took my kids to it when they were still in high school, and they'll never forget that experience that they had, because they had never been to a museum that offered that kind of artifacts and history of slavery and how black people came through this country. So just a great opportunity to go and visit cities that has the historical information about black folks.
Okay, so I don't know. We got now is we got St. George, Utah. So number nine, I've never been to Utah.
St. George, Utah.
First, I want to say about Utah is, who was that? Somebody, Kevin. He played at Michigan State, and he got drafted by the Utah. He got picked up by Utah, and he said he had to get up out of there because all he could hear was yodeling.
Utah.
Yodeling. Every day. So I'm just going to name this vacation spot. It could be nice for somebody. So I'm not being biased or anything. But
somebody
he said
adventurous and want to go someplace
NBA.
Different.
He played in NBA. He said he had to get out of there. He said it was too much yodeling going on.
Utah Jazz.
Yodeling. He said people actually yodeling.
Is that right?
Yes.
Never heard that, man.
Airfare, $414 average. Average hotel night stay, $147. A cost of a three-day trip for two people, $1,739. So I said, St. George is a perfect city of the outdoor adventurer, hoping to cross off multiple national parks in one trip. The city sits on the East Veterans Memorial Highway and is an hour from Zion National Park, 2 hours from Bryce Canyon National Park, and 4 hours from the Grand Canyon. Now, I've been to the Grand Canyon as a kid, so I've seen that. So an $80 pass allows you access to all three for a year.
Okay, I think Salt Lake City, Utah, is probably the largest city, because I think that's where the Utah Jazz is based.
Correct.
That's Salt Lake City.
It's a Mormon capital, too.
Okay,
Mormon capital, religious capital.
For those that know about the Mormon religion, that's their Mecca.
Yep, that's their Mecca.
And, you know, that's a place I really never thought about going to, but I wouldn't say that I would never.
Grand Canyon, beautiful. I saw as a kid, Grand Canyon is beautiful.
Yeah, I flew over there in a plane. I've never actually been into it, and that's been in the news lately, the Grand Canyon, where people taking selfies and don't position themselves properly
and fall.
Yeah, they've had a number of deaths this year from tourists taking selfies on some of these platforms they got, and just not really being careful about where they stand.
Man.
Over the edge they go. So if you go, be careful.
Just use your magnifier on your phone.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, just selfie. I haven't took a selfie. I say 2 Chainz, say take a wealthy.
Oh, take a wealthy.
get your commas up on your check when you take a picture. So he called it a wealthy. I don't know. But so that's what it is. I've been to Grand Canyon, but I wouldn't. That's some daring stuff, Tony. I wouldn't do that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So the next place is Mystic, Connecticut. Average airfare $303. Average hotel night stay $210. Cost of the 3 day trip $1,841. So it says, with its sea breeze and many Cape Cod-style homes, this village offers all the charm of its nautical New England neighbors at a fraction of the price. Because I'm telling you, I went to Martha's Vineyard. It's expensive.
We know about Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire,
Boston,
Maine, all that whole East Seaboard, man. Because people migrate from New York, right? A lot of the rich folks, there's a lot of
Hamptons,
old money,
all
too.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like rich Hamptons. People, man. That's rich. That's I'm talking about some deep pockets.
Yeah.
So I said, it's located along the Connecticut Southern Shore, and it's split by the river. But it says you got centuries of seafaring. You got a history of loving preserved at a 19-acre seaport museum. Today, visitors can drop by Mystic Aquarium or grab a slice of Mystic Pizza along the town's walkable Main Street. So those pondering the trip might be wise to book soon. Hotel and vacations rentals decreased in 2018. So flights drop by 14% in 2018 also. So it says where you will stay, the best place to stay is the Hilton Mystic for the maritime decor and a firelit courtyard. So
okay, nice place to go.
Yep, so they got that
on
laid
the seaboard
out.
On the ocean.
Yep. So Morocco, Meknes, Morocco. Now we're getting out of the country.
Yeah.
So it says $890 airfare. That's not bad.
$890?
Yeah, to get into the country.
Yeah, Morocco. That's a long way, man.
But then look at the hotel, though. $66 a night.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
no.
let's. But you know, you're talking about a different country.
Yeah.
The dollar go longer. Okay. That cost of a week, you're going to stay 7 days when you leave this country.
You don't go that far, right?
Yep. For two people, $2,639. Average, though. So if that means you know somebody and you can get the hookup, or you just got that travel agent, it might be cheaper for you. But what you can do in Morocco, you may not have the same recognition of the Casablanca or the luxury resorts of that place, but that's all the more reason to visit the beautiful and historic former capital of Morocco. Sometimes overshadowed by other destinations in Morocco, this place, it feels more laid back in a good way. And it's just that place to go to. You see a lot of things. It's the nearest airport is in Fez, and Meknes is only an hour's drive away, and its rich history is everywhere for you to turn. So it says, also, it's considered one of Morocco's most important rulers at the time that this place, that's why it's significant.
Muammar
it had a great
ruler. Gaddafi?
Yep. Not like a Gaddafi, but like we're talking about like a 17th century.
Oh, you know? Okay.
So going back to that, it's Bab a Mansour. And it says a mosaic tile gateway consisting of two towering white Corinthian marble columns. So you're getting some history when you go out there. You know, some old history, some stuff before modernization you get to see. So that's something if you are the type of person want to travel the world, you're like, I would go here, that place would
be. Yeah, Morocco is on the African coast. It's in northern Africa.
Yep.
Trying to think, Algeria. I think it's close to Algeria, but it's on the ocean. So it's got to be a beautiful place to be. But you're in the African continent.
Yep. So next one is Cozumel, Mexico.
Okay, Mexico.
So average airfare, $401. Average hotel night, $212. Cost for a week, $2,500. 7 days, $2,500. Welcome to the beach lover's paradise, if they call it. Located off the coast of Mexico, off the peninsula. You know, they got the little islands, right?
Right.
So the island boasts perfect white shores, but its history, culture, and affordability make Cozumel an even more worthwhile destination. Hotel prices are generally all inclusive. I love that when they say that.
Yeah.
And they tell me, and they say the price is $200 a night, $212 a night for everything. So if you're the type of person that you like the food, I like the food. So I'm going to eat the fish, I'm going to eat the pasta dishes, the desserts. But if you're the type of person that drinks, you can drink.
I think they give you all the drinks you can drink.
Yeah. I've been to some before. So that's pretty good. When you got $200 a night for everything in a beautiful place like that, that's not bad.
Yeah, and those all-inclusives, you know, are designed to keep you on the compound so you don't venture off into the countryside to where you could be, you know, potentially taken hostage.
That's right. You're exactly right. It's secure. They had, like, soldiers outside.
Yeah.
I've seen it. They had a little army truck and soldiers, and the soldiers don't even be talking. They just, like, with their weapon.
They're just waiting for somebody to come along and tell them what to do. You know, and the Department of the State Department, which is kind of responsible for travel, will issue warnings to tourists as they go into various countries, and they recently have issued one for the Mexico area.
You're right.
That, you know, if you do go, just be careful, and don't be venturing off into places you don't know anything about.
Yep. So it talks about travelers seeking different adventures can head to beach clubs, boat tours, and scenic flights overlooking the island, which also has a quaint downtown area. Visitors can tour ancient Mayan ruins like the San Gorgesivo, a shrine to the fertility gods. So it's got that costs like $9.50. So it's less crowded than the neighboring Riviera Maya. So you know everybody want to go to Maya. Everybody want to go. I want to go there. So it's gonna be more expensive to go there. So that's the ruins and all the pyramids and all that beautiful stuff. So you got an opportunity to be away. You know about and they say you you got a short flight from Cancun or a 45-minute passenger ferry service from Playa de la Carmen. So it's about $10. So it's just nice to say where you will stay at is a Fiesta American all inclusive for the excursions and its restaurants like the Peninsula. So all inclusive. Yeah. That's what I like. I like all inclusive. If I leave the country, I need all inclusive or I need a tour guide with me everywhere I go.
Right.
That's what I would think.
Just to be on the safe side. And you know, keep in mind that you will need a passport.
Yeah.
When you visit some of these countries, some of them will accept a proof of citizenship, such as an original copy of birth certificate, but it'd be on the safe side. Have your passport.
You're right. Havana. I heard this is beautiful.
Cuba.
Havana, Cuba. Cuba. Average airfare, $352. Average hotel night, $189. Cost for a week for two, $2,382. So if Havana is recently fell off of your travel radar, now is the time to reconsider. Not only is it still possible to travel from the U.S. to Cuba, but it's also one of the most wallet-friendly trips you can take. The price of a hotel room in Havana has dropped 31%.
Wow.
Okay? So you got to look at that. So choose to go this year, and you will find the same beautiful city, cobblestone streets, colorful facades, and art-embezzled walls included. The stateside visitors flocked to before the U.S. government announced the tighter restrictions in 2007. Trips for humanitarian projects, educational activities, or support for the Cuban people are among the 12 categories of travel permitted for visitors from the U.S. So you can go on, you know, Habitat for Humanity, things like that. I know, I think Rodney Savage Jr., he's been there.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he's been there. So yeah. It's a beautiful place. So well, it talks about 80 museums and nearly 850 restaurants to try. Ooh, I know that's some food. Man, I know that's some good food, Tony.
That Cuban food, coffee, cigars, if you like cigars. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. There's history about Cuba. You know, we heard about the Bay of Pigs from a historical standpoint when President Kennedy was in office, and it was a deal to overthrow Castro. And part of this is played out in The Godfather. I don't know if people realize that. When Castro overthrew the government, that was in The Godfather, one of the scenes where they had to hurt him get off the island. But there's definitely some history with the United States and Cuba, and more so Havana.
Well, there it is. There it is right there. So it says Montreal, Canada.
Montreal, beautiful. French.
French. So average airfare, $314. Average hotel night, $212. Cost for a week, $2,962. Well, I'm just going to say this. Montreal's nice, but if you like my kind of style, Tony, you got to go to Toronto.
Not Toronto.
Man, you got to go to Toronto. Yeah. I've been.
And not that far either.
Yeah, they're not.
You know, it's a couple hundred miles difference between Montreal and
Toronto.
And Toronto, but you're right.
Yeah, you got to go to Toronto. I'm just telling the audience right now. Montreal's nice now.
Yeah, it's a good place to go. It's French. You know, they have a lot of French. They're cuisine and a lot of French culture in Montreal.
Yep. And so I saw this on the news the other day. They said they're getting ready to launch. I remember going to Toronto one time from Detroit.
Yeah, I've driven. Yep. I've driven from there.
On the train though. Yeah,
I've taken the train that as was well fun. As driven.
The train was cool.
Queens Highway.
Yep.
That's what the Queen Highway is, 10. Yep. From you come out of Detroit, go across to Windsor and drive up to Toronto.
Yes, sir.
And the other thing to remember when you do go into Canada, just like any other international city, to do the currency conversion.
Yep.
All right, because like I think the last time I was there, it was been about 10 years ago. If you have American dollar and you go to the currency exchange, for every American dollar, they'll give you $1.31 of Canadian money. And I found it's much more easier when you go into a store to make purchases if you're using their currency. Because if not, then they have to do the conversion. And if you got to be really good with math to make sure you're not getting cheated. So it's just so much easier to go in. And when you leave, if you got extra money, you can stop at the currency exchange. And they'll reissue you American dollars. So, but it makes it a lot easier when you're in other countries is to use their currency.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Just go on to Montreal, Canada, and like it's the same highway you take for Toronto too. I've took that highway, and I remember my first time taking. I had a buddy of mine, and I let him drive. And I think the speed limit said 95, but it was really kilometers.
Right.
And he was doing 95 miles per hour. That was so funny.
Slow down, bro.
Yeah. I was asleep, though. And I woke up, and I looked like, why are we going so fast?
Like,
it's a speed limit, man. It's a speed limit. I'm not doing number 100. You doing 100. Who's it? I had a Cadillac too in his hand. That boy was gone. He's
picking him up and laying him down.
Yeah, he was, man. That was funny. But that's the Montreal story. I'm like, Montreal would seem like a more romantic place you would go. But if you want to just really go, like you said, it's good eating. 5,000 restaurants, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Souvenir shops. Hotel prices drop. But if you really want to get it in, like Caravana, the food festivals, and hang out all evening.
Diversity, and, man. Yeah. I mean, you can go to Toronto. And there's even, you know, they have the underground. There's an underground in Toronto because a lot of slaves that migrated from the south continued to go north, and Toronto was one of those spots. So
they got some people that
there's,
look like
there's still a lot of African Americans that through slavery wound up in Canada and still have businesses, restaurants. But you can go to Toronto and probably eat every kind of food from around the world. I don't get where it is. Jamaican, Chinese, you name it. There's some spot in that town where you can buy that ethnic food.
Man, now next place is Nanjing, China.
Whoa.
So it says average airfare, you already know it's going to be like about $900. It's $867. Average hotel night, $100.
Wow. Now that surprises me. Man. But China.
I know. So it says cost for a week. For two people, $2,800.
That is not bad want to go to China.
You halfway across the world.
Yeah, yeah. And I really would like to go see the Chinese culture and
the Great Wall. I want to see the Great Wall.
Yeah.
If I can see the Great Wall. Three things I want to see: the Great Wall, the pyramids, and then the birth of Christ, that area.
Okay, yep. So you want to go to the Middle East.
Yep, so I missed it. Because I know Cornerstone had a trip one time we could have did as students, because I know Christy Weberg, her name is Tober. Now she went. I think Pastor Kai Guy, he went.
Yeah, I remember Guy. Yeah. He told me he did.
I missed that. Yeah. Because I was one of the first graduates from Cornerstone. I didn't get a chance to do it. And they always told me when I'm ready, I can do it. But I'm in my situation right now. I'm stuck.
Right.
I'm going to find some time to get back on that track to go and be a chaperone or something, you know, because I'm not a student no more there. But I'm an alumni, and I want to do that trip. I mean, it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, those are your bucket lists. Those are the kind of places that you want to go. And, you know, everybody that is, you know, hardworking and try to take care of their financial life should have those kind of things that you go see that you've always yearned to go do.
Yep. So looking at Nanjing, it says it sits between Shanghai and Beijing. So that's expensive already.
Yeah.
So
it's very congested.
Yep. Location makes it quick stop by for many. Don't be fooled. Nanjing is an excellent destination at a more affordable price. The cost to fly to Nanjing is down 6%. And then just to get there for under $900. Now, you talk about the data shows the dollar can get you fairly far. A three-course meal at a decent restaurant will run about $22. A mile taxi or a round-trip ticket on public transportation is less than a dollar.
Dang.
So that's not bad. But like you said, it's crowded. So it's like the money coming.
Yeah.
The money coming.
And I haven't checked out the conversion with the yen because that's their currency, the yen versus the dollar. So, you know, if you ever decide to make that trip, you always want to look at what that conversion is so you'll be able to gauge how much money you want to take with you.
All right. Last place we're going to do is Monteverde, Costa Rica.
Okay. Outside the country again.
Yep. We're getting outside the country. It's $498. Average hotel stay $150. And we're talking about for a week, for two, $2,636. Now, this is average. It could be lower.
It could be higher.
Yep. So you're seeking an active vacation. Head to Costa Rica's natural playground, Monteverde. Sits 622 feet above sea level. So that's like a mile. It's a mile above. So you high altitude.
Yeah, it's like
right?
mile high in Denver.
Yep.
Thin air.
So locals share land with 100 types of mammals, 400 variations of birds, and 2,500 species of plants, according to the city's tourism board. Hiking trails in the Monte Verde Cloud Forest Reserve navigate through the Mongolias, bamboo, orchids, and waterfalls. Among the less expensive international places on our travel list, too. The combined price of the average flight and hotel room in Monte Verde is cheaper than 90% of the destinations. So you're talking about a nice place. If you want to, if you're that adventurous type of person, and just having these ideas, it would be great for just anyone just to say, hey, I want to go out the country. What's a good place I can go to? What are some good options that I have?
There's a segment of our audience that really probably have that desire to go outside the country and see what other cultures look like.
Yep. So I know, Tony, next week we're going to be talking about
the 401 plans. They just passed some bills in Congress that is supposed to upgrade these plans because there is a retirement income crisis in this country. So if you got a 401k or you're planning to retire, definitely be listening next week because we're going to talk about what the new laws are coming to hopefully help you survive that process in life.
Okay, so here's a scripture for today. Good for nothing, trust God with the least. It says John chapter 6, verse 7. I'm just going to read part of it. It says, Philip replied, even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them. We're talking about feeding the 5,000 in that scripture. But then here's a translation. Don't let your estimate of what can't be done keep you from taking on the task. God can do the miraculous. Trust in him to provide the resources. So just do the task. Like you want to go on a trip, make sure you just get your passport, start a bank account, put a little bit of your check in there, and then when it gets there, you got it. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.